Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where there is great controversy about the inability of college presidents to try to rein in some of the vicious anti-American and anti-Semitic propaganda that is being parroted on those campuses. But that's not the only problem involving some of the most prestigious universities in the country. There is a piece that is actually extremely provocative and very stimulating in The Hill under the headline, Endowment Rich High Tuition Colleges Are Hoarding Wealth. It's time to pay it forward. Pay it to whom? And for what? And how? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. But first off, in some of the conversation about the Middle East, one of the things that was heard again and again and again, they estimated there were 300,000 people demonstrating for Hamas in London over the weekend. And part of what they were chanting, of course, is from the river to the sea, all of Palestine shall soon be free. And one of the defenses about that is that, well, they're talking about free. And what does free mean to people like Hamas? It means free of Jews. There was a phrase that Hitler used, and it is appropriate to bring up the example of Hitler because, again, one of the main purposes of the entire Nazi regime was to cleanse Germany, was to make it Judenrein, and Rein means pure. Rein is actually a positive word in German. So there's a poem by Goethe where the word Rein, pure, is used to describe a rose, you know, like a flower. And the whole idea of from the river to the sea, all of Palestine should now be free, what they are meaning is not free as in you have the right to vote, as in you have certain protections that are there by law. That's true for all of the 2 million Palestinian Arab citizens of Israel. But no, what they're talking about is moving people out. That's why they can't stand the idea of having multiple settlements, so-called, which are actually cities. If you have 70,000 people, as you do in Male Adumim, which is right outside of Jerusalem, which is a city that was set up right after the June War, it's not a settlement anymore. You're not talking about like an encampment, like homeless people. You're talking about people who were making a home for themselves. But Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and yes, he has served longer as Prime Minister than anyone in Israeli history. He also has a negative rating right now among the Israeli voters, 70% of whom would like to see a change after the war is won. But still, the result or the goal that they are trying to concentrate on as a focus for this war, well, this is what the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, said on Meet the Press yesterday. This is clip 16.
I have to make sure that it's not a threat to Israel. We said destroy Hamas, and for that, if we want to have peace, we have to destroy Hamas. This is what Israel must do, and this is what Israel will do.
Would you accept an international force, Mr. Prime Minister? Would you accept an international force?
I think that the only force right now that can guarantee that Hamas, that terrorism is not does not reappear and take over Gaza again, is the Israeli military. So overall military responsibility will have to be in Israel. As far as the civilian management of Gaza, we need to see the following two things. Gaza has to be demilitarized, and Gaza has to be de-radicalized. Mm-hmm. And I think so far we haven't seen any Palestinian force, including the Palestinian Authority, that is able to do it.
And then he talks further about people who are protesting on behalf of Hamas, who are marching in places like London and in college campuses across the United States and demonstrating as if this resistance were actually freedom fighters. And Prime Minister Netanyahu tried to put that in context. This is clip 17.
We have to win. There's confusion in many parts of the world. I have to say, not in the United States. I'm glad to see that the majority of the American people support Israel. They understand that we're fighting the just battle of civilization against barbarism. But those who protest for Hamas, you're protesting for sheer evil. There are a lot of misguided people out there who don't know the facts. You're talking to people who deliberately targeted civilians, who raped and murdered women, who raped, who beheaded men, who burnt babies alive, who kidnapped little babies and hostage and Holocaust survivors. You name it. These are the people that you're supporting. Now, you cannot. It's like in World War II, the Allies are fighting the Nazis. Okay, Chancellor Kohl of Germany said that Hamas are the new Nazis. So imagine now, the Allies are fighting the Nazis. They've invaded France after they were attacked by the Nazis. They go into the cities of Germany. They're obviously, the Nazis are fighting within civilian quarters, and civilians get killed. In fact, many of them were killed. Millions were killed. Now, who do you protest against? Well, do you protest against the Nazis, or do you protest against the Allies? And what these people are doing is protesting for sheer evil. That's wrong. By the way, it's a condemnation. It's an indictment of higher education in some of our universities.
And then concerning the hostage deal, which continues to be in the news today, with apparently a spokesperson for Hamas saying they want a five-day truce with a humanitarian pause, and they would in return release 70 of their 240 hostages. Here's Netanyahu on their prior negotiations.
How close are you to reaching a deal to get more of the hostages out?
Well, Kirsten, I can say that we weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. In fact, we heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing. But the minute we started the ground operation, things began to change.
So is there a potential deal, Mr. Prime Minister?
There could be, but I think the less I say about it, the more I'll increase the chances that it materializes. And it's a result of pressure, military pressure, the extraordinary work that the IDF is doing, putting pressure on the Hamas leadership. That's the one thing that might create a deal. And if a deal is available, well, we'll talk about it when it's there. We'll announce it if it's achieved.
Okay. And then there is always the UN Secretary. We will get to that coming up. We will also get to the piece by Earl Martin Phelan, who has an interesting organization that is involved with helping people who are deserving and qualified go to college, even though they may not have the normal resources that you would have without either going deeply into debt or getting some kind of aid. He writes about endowment-rich, high-tuition colleges that are hoarding their wealth. So what do you do about it? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
You are such a riot.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
On the Michael Medved Show, we were talking about pronouncements by various people in the international scene who put the context in the Middle East, of the Middle East struggle, in a completely misleading frame. They, frankly, people like the Antonio Guterres, who is the UN Secretary General, and He meanwhile, after condemning Hamas, he made a point that this doesn't happen in a vacuum, that this is a product of a suffering 50-year occupation. Well, there is no occupation. The reason I stress this so clearly is because I remember very well, given my family in Israel, my dad had already moved to Israel in 2005 when Israel ended its occupation of Gaza and vacated Gaza, left all of its resources behind, and went home. And in fact, they forced the 8,000 Israelis who had established homes in Gaza to leave so as not to give any grounds for conflict at all. The Palestinians had claimed, we want from Jordan, from the river to the sea, all of Palestine should be free. Gaza was completely Palestine and Judenrein. There was nothing there to interfere, unfortunately, with the takeover by a terrorist group called Hamas. And then you have the Attorney General, the Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres, coming on CNN with Fareed Zakaria and talking about what Israel is doing right now with the campaign against the Hamas terrorists, talking about this as if it is collective punishment of Palestinians. It's outrageous. This is clip five.
Of course there are grievances. Grievances related to 56 years of occupation and the settlements being constructed, the evictions, the progressive lack of hope of the Palestinian people that there will be a two-state solution. But in the same sentence I said, but none of these grievances justify the barbaric attack of Hamas. And it's very interesting because when this is commented by the Israeli government or the ambassador or whatever, they put the first part of the sentence, but they take out the second part of the sentence. And obviously, the barbaric attacks of Hamas do not justify the collective punishment of the Israeli people, and the grievances of the Palestinian people do not justify the barbaric attacks of Hamas. We must stick to principles.
Okay, we must stick to principles, but there is no equivalent between what Israel is doing right now. What Israel is doing right now is to try to guarantee that what happened on October 7th does not happen again, and to get the hostages home. And obviously, they want to trade some hostages for days of truce. I would be surprised if the Israelis turn that down flat, unless there is some kind of special clause or something like that in the offer that we don't know about. But the idea that you are trying to end a war and to stop violence, and that is why you warn Palestinian civilians, not so that you administer collective punishment to them, but so that you can go after the people who have pledged, as a matter of honor, as a matter of sacred honor in their view, that they are going to commit themselves to perpetual violence. And there was even that interview, which was made the front pages of the New York Times, where they interviewed leaders of Hamas who said the entire purpose of what they did on October 7th was to create a situation of permanent bloodshed and warfare. This is very, very different from going to war in order to create safety and security and to stop the ruthless and meaningless killing of human beings. Another voice on behalf of Hamas, Linda Sarsour. You may remember her. She was a chair of the Women's March in 2017, which was protesting President Trump's election. Now, Linda Sarsour, to put it fairly, was basically chastised by a number of her associates with the Women's March because she was so radically pro-Palestinian. And what she talks about in such a dismissive and hateful way, one of the things that has happened is that around the world there are people who have taken photographs of some of the 240 hostages who remain imprisoned by Hamas, and basically just saying, bring them home. And you can get some of these images, some of these photographs of some of the hostages, and print them out and put them up on various parts of the city, which has been heavily done in New York and many other college campuses and other places around the country. So she takes it upon herself, Linda Sarsour, at an event in New York, to mock the people whose concern for children, two of them below the age of one, babies who have been taken prisoner by Hamas, to say, bring them home. Well, that's something that Linda Sarsour thinks is regrettable. Clip 15.
And one thing that I will remind all of you good people that are out here, that there are provocateurs all across the
city. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what they're waiting for you to do is to waste your energy ripping down their little posters so they can record you and try to get you fired from a job. Sisters and brothers, you are better than that. You are not going to be hoodwinked by opposition and provocateurs to do some stupid that's going to get you in trouble, and it ain't even helping the people of God. When you go home tonight, they have their little people all around the city. Trust me, I know them. I got a radar for them. You think they're your people. You think they're ordinary people. Trust me when I tell you they are everywhere. They're on your college campus. They're outside the supermarket. They're outside Grand Central Station. So stay focused and do not be distracted by the opposition.
As a stay focused, meaning what exactly? How about focus on very wealthy universities that can afford a different way to invest their money? We'll get to it. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Donald Trump Jr. testifying once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
The Trump family accused of exaggerating their wealth to secure more favorable loan agreements. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 38th day. Both the United Nations and the Israel Defense Forces estimate that over 100,000 individuals have fled from northern Gaza to the south using a designated humanitarian corridor. 12,000 deaths combined have been reported. The U.S. Supreme Court is implementing a formal code of ethics in an endeavor to enhance public confidence in the judiciary. The move comes in response to Democrats advocating for ethics reforms. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Earl Martin Phelan is a national education reformer. He is CEO of an organization called Great Jobs KC in Kansas City, which provides scholarship aid and job training to young adults. He is also the founder and CEO of the George and Veronica Phelan Leadership Academies, a national network of K-12 schools that serves almost 10,000 students. So he's a good guy who cares about his fellow citizens, and he writes an explosive piece for The Hill, which begins by saying Harvard University is sitting on an endowment worth more than $50 billion. That, of course, is $50,000 million. Yale's endowment is worth more than $40 billion. And every day, it seems, I get a letter in the mail begging me to build that investment ever higher. I'm grateful for the Yale bachelor's degree and the Harvard law degree that I obtained. But when you consider that the interest alone on Harvard's lightly taxed endowment provides $1.9 billion in income every year, they really don't need my money, do they? After all, the cost of attending Yale is now $83,000, about the same as a brand new BMW M3 every year. Okay, to just clarify, that's $83,000 including room and board, because one of the aspects of Yale is that generally you're expected to live in one of the residential colleges. People don't go out looking for apartments on their own. You are very strongly encouraged and, in fact, required to live on campus. He goes on and says, so instead of courting ever more wealth, shouldn't institutions blessed with massive endowments act with greater responsibility to society? As the leader of Great Jobs KC, an organization that provides scholarships to students from underserved communities, I think it's high time for high endowment, high cost universities to rethink their priorities. I believe that if an endowment is above a certain size, students should be able to attend at no cost. A wealthy college is not willing to do that ought to have their endowments taxed more significantly. It is time for universities that hoard wealth to support their communities. Actually, I mean, I do know that, in fairness, places like Yale, you are much more likely to get scholarship aid from the university to help defer your cost. And in fact, there's a commitment at Harvard that they provide for people with incomes of less than $75,000 a year. It's provided by financial aid. And I know that the most recent class to graduate from Yale, less than 15% of students graduated with debt. That's not because they're so rich. It's because they are so broad in terms of the tuition help they are providing. And some money does go to local governments, Fallon points out. Harvard pays an average of $10.6 million a year in taxes and payments in lieu of taxes to the city of Boston and about $6.6 million a year to the city of Cambridge. The High Endowment Massachusetts Institute of Technology pays Cambridge 10 times as much. Yale pays $13 million a year to New Haven, far less than the $130 million bill it would pay if it were fully taxed. As a Cambridge City Council member once said in frustration, Harvard has more money than many third world countries. They are going to be expected to do more. Meanwhile, although Harvard is generous in aid with those they admit, those who get Pell Grants, available only to low-income students, enroll at Harvard at about half the rate of other schools. Clearly, they can open their doors wider. And if they won't, local communities that host these institutions should get help instead. New Haven, the Connecticut city that is home to Yale, is struggling. South Bend, it's always been struggling. South Bend, Indiana, home of the University of Notre Dame, with a $17.1 billion endowment, could use some help. Even New York City forgoes $4 billion a year in taxes from its colleges and universities, which happens to be the price tag for its current migrant crisis. Columbia University, now I didn't know this, with its $13 billion endowment, is the only Ivy League university that makes no payments in lieu of taxes to its host city. And again, he goes on and mentions that at least one highly regarded institution of higher education has made the calculus that it can help and still retain its reputation of being among the best. The University of Chicago offers multiple ways to get students with limited means in the door without lifelong debt. Well, good for them. The time has come for wealthy schools to pay it back, either by letting students in who can't afford the high price tags, or by better supporting the communities where they live. Now, all of this is obviously part of what people are feeling in the country more than ever before, which is questioning the value of the college education that has been sold to everyone. And when very clearly, and he has the statistics here about the number of people who attend colleges generally who don't graduate in 4 years. And that's a very problem, a huge problem. The idea that we can be more selective and more generous at the same time seems to me to be part of the proper response to a piece like this one. It's posted at our website, and it makes a number of interesting points and very powerful and relevant points right now to people who are frustrated by part of what is going on our college campuses. And Chris Christie has a message on that. He is visiting Israel right now. I think he's on his way home already. He met with people who were hoping to get their hostages back. He met with government leaders, and he said this while he was there in Israel. This is clip three for the former governor of New Jersey.
We must remember who's really responsible for this, and we can't ask Israel to stand down if they believe there is still a legitimate violent threat against them and their people. And I think there's no question that there is. And so they must continue to fight until they have degraded that capability to a point where they can say to their people, come back and live here safely and securely. Until that comes, I don't think calls for a ceasefire make any sense, and also forget the history of the fact that before October 7th, there was a ceasefire in place, and it was Hamas that broke it, not Israel.
Yeah, and by the way, the ceasefire was because there is no claim that Israel has made to attempt to occupy Gaza. There's an attempt to protect people from incredible cruelty and barbaric mass killing, which really is rightly called genocide. We will get to that and more on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael MedVet.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
Whoa, how gross and evil is that?
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Well, that was the voice of a Nobel Peace Prize winner and an Oscar winner. Same year, in fact. That was Al Gore, of course, who won the Oscar for Best Documentary for his film An Inconvenient Truth. And another climate change activist, Greta Thunberg, who has not yet won her Nobel Peace Prize. I don't think she has, but it's probably a matter of time. During a climate change event, she was giving her not tremendously relevant approach to questions about the Middle East when the microphone was taken literally out of her hands by a member of the crowd. Well, it sounds like this. Listen.
We have not been listening. The people in power have not been listening.
I have come here for a climate demonstration, not a political tour.
Calm down. Calm down. Climate justice, unoccupied land. No climate justice, unoccupied land.
No climate justice on occupied land? Uh-huh. But, again, is she describing Gaza as occupied land?
We will not let you get away with this.
Okay, there is a certain misleading quality to this, deeper than misleading. There's another interesting piece by E.J. Dionne, who's been a frequent guest on this show. And the title is Joe Manchin Running for President. First, he needs to find the middle. And he talks about his the attempt of his national listening tour that he apparently is getting ready to begin. He hasn't begun it yet. For Joe Manchin, is to try to mobilize the middle. And the question for No Labels and Joe Manchin asks E.J. Dionne is why they think there is a need for such a candidate against the president. Joe Biden is a no-labels dream candidate, said Matt Bennett, a vice president of the moderate Democratic think tank Third Way, pointing to what you might call the Biden Mansion Legislative Index. Really, it takes more than 5 seconds of mental effort to see the absurdity behind the idea that Joe Biden is extreme. Although the New Republic's Michael Tomasky makes a plausible case that Manchin's brand is now so conservative that he might actually hurt Trump if he ran, the high likelihood is that a moderate third-party candidate would, on net, drain more votes from Biden. Why is that? Trump, it's never been part of his brand to say, I'm in the middle, or I'm moderate. Trump does not want to be moderate, doesn't attempt to be moderate. Biden does, which is why Joe Manchin could be so incredibly damaging to a Biden campaign. The guess by E.J. Dionne, he says, my guess is that Manchin will not be the no-labels candidate and that he will pass on a third-party run that would hurt the country and his legacy. Surely he does not want to go down in history as the guy who gave us a second Trump term. But this still leaves the question of where the middle is. Contrary to much false even-handedness, Republicans have moved further to the right than the Democrats have moved left. The middle has a home among Democrats in a way it doesn't in the GOP. Well, that's if you do polling and the number of Democrats who say I am either conservative or moderate is much higher than the percentage of Republicans who say that I am liberal, which simply means that the Republicans have a chance at least to be more ideologically coherent. And one Republican who is ideologically coherent is John Bolton. And Bolton actually had fascinating material to say in a 60 Minutes piece about the assassination plots against him by Iran. Listen, this is Ambassador Bolton, clip 9.
So many American officials and others are being targeted. Why is it not a bigger issue?
Look, I think the targeting of American citizens by a hostile foreign government is very close to an act of war.
What would happen if they succeeded in assassinating someone like you, a well-known former official?
Well, I wouldn't like to find out for myself or for the country, but why are we sitting here quietly talking about this when they're, in effect, saying they're going to commit acts of war against American citizens on American soil?
Does the fact that Iran feels emboldened to come after our citizens, does that mean we've lost our deterrence?
Well, I think we have lost deterrence. And I think this also goes to an unwillingness on the part of the administration to confront the Ayatollahs in a way that they understand.
They can challenge U.S. government on U.S. soil without any punishment. Then what's the reason to stop?
Well, there are sanctions against them.
Sanction is not sufficient. Sanction is not healthy.
What do you want us to do? Drop a bomb?
No. Look, when you negotiate with the killers, you're empowering them.
The Biden administration didn't respond to our request for an interview.
That was a women's rights activist named Masih Alinejad who fled Iran over a decade ago. Meanwhile, there are all kinds of people who have fled the prospect of seeing the Marvels, the 33rd Marvel comic universe film, with three women binding together in a superhero fighting team. What are they fighting for? Well, they're fighting to try to get people to the movie theater. Is it really as bad as a lot of people are saying? Well, listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In 2019, the Marvel Comic Universe welcomed a female superhero, Captain Marvel, played by Brie Larson, and now she's back, teamed with two other pals in The Marvels, now playing in theaters.
We destroyed Thanos, but it's not over.
My work is inevitable. There will always be more to finish it. I'm asking for one last fight.
That's Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury, and there's more than one fight in the course of this complicated and meandering movie. People who never saw the first film, and that's most of humanity, will feel lost and bewildered, though Iman Vellani does a decent job as a New Jersey teenager with magical powers and a mystical bracelet. It's rated PG-13 for mostly tiresome slam-bang battles. 2 stars for The Marvels. No, not a Marvel, only occasionally adequate. And very occasionally. Meanwhile, tomorrow, there's a report in Bloomberg that says that anger is secretly driving the U.S. economy. Is that also why it's driving so much of our politics? Speaking of which, President Trump says that anyone who tries to take him down will end up in a mental institution. And I thought they had closed all of those asylums, right? And then Wall Street Journal reports that Biden is losing black voters. Losing them to whom? To which alternate candidate? To Trump? To Dean Phillips? I hardly think so. Or to Cornel West? We will talk about it. Maybe to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., there's a piece by Brian Robertson that we will cover that says the D.C. establishment thinks that RFK could win, and they're panicking. No, that's win, as get elected to the White House. We will cover that and cover Max Boot saying that it's political dysfunction, not China, that is right now the greatest threat to national security. That and more will confront all the threats and deal with all the hopes. Sign up, by the way, for our new Substack newsletter at michaelmedved.substack.com in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.